Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Ever and ever.
Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but beware, you may gain weight just by listening.
I don't want a CD from the dollar store. Musicians that I've never heard of before. A nice new mug or a Christmas shirt. I smile and say thanks cause I don't want to hurt. How many candles do you think I need? A bag of 100 seems a little like greed. The little white ones, they don't even smell. I think that Jesus will send you straight to hell. Oh, my family, come on in. It's that time of year again. Here comes the gift bag full of clothes. I hope there's a receipt so I can pick out my own.
Here for you today is Santa's biggest little elf. He's 6'4". Wayne, well, we don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there.
And he's
no.
got ideas for Christmas.
I do. I scoured the internet. I Googled and Googled and Googled. And I found everything on Amazon, actually.
Usually that's what happens. Amazon's got it all.
These are good for last-minute little gifts and stocking stuffers, if you will. And all of these are kitchen gadgets.
Of course.
You can never have too many kitchen gadgets.
Never.
Because the worst that could happen is you throw them in a drawer and you forget that they're there.
Until they get jammed up and you can't open the drawer again. I hate that.
So, okay, you can look these up on Amazon if you like. The first one is the Spaghetti Monster.
Spaghetti Monster?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What is that?
It's a kitchen strainer for draining pasta or vegetables or fruits. And if you look at it, which you can't see at home, but it's a yellow colander and there's two little eyeballs on either side of it.
Oh, I see. You're so showing me the picture.
Yeah. So
it's cute.
It's a Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah, but it's big.
Well, it's
clunky.
Only $23.95 at Amazon.
Okay. It's kind of big and clunky, though.
Well, who isn't big and clunky?
That's true. Talking about our biggest elf around.
Oh, this is one that you would really like.
Okay.
It's the Gracula.
Gracula?
Gracula.
What is it?
This is genius.
Okay.
This is a garlic crusher, mincer, and peeler that's shaped like Dracula.
Well, I don't care about Dracula, but I like the peeler, garlic, mincer, and yeah.
See?
How big is it?
3 inches by 3 inches by 3 inches.
Well, that's not a big thing.
No.
Now you know what to put in my stocking.
A Dracula.
But it looks like Dracula?
Yeah, see, it looks like a little Dracula.
Mm.
You at home, use your imagination. But it's a, yeah, look
at that. I'm on to suck the blood out of your neck.
I think kind of garlic is keeps away vampires. Get it? You didn't get it.
My blonde hair. I just had it touched up.
You seriously didn't get that joke?
No, but I liked it because it peeled it, minced it, chopped it. I liked that.
Garlic vampires.
Stocking stuffer for Nancy. I'm a good little girl.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully you got the joke at home, people.
Oh, I see it now. I'm looking at it. The fangs on it and everything. It's adorable. If you know someone who likes garlic in your family, this is the gift to give, and it's only $19.95.
But how can you get the garlic inside the Dracula? Because Dracula doesn't like garlic. So he'll keep on spitting it out.
Oh.
See, there's a flaw.
Oh, there is a flaw.
Next one is the circular saw pizza cutter.
That you need sometimes, because my pizza cutter's not doing very good.
It is. It's for $16.59. It's on sale from $17.99. And it looks like a little miniature circular saw. It's a pizza cutter.
Is that, it does.
Isn't that cool?
It's cool. You people, even though you can't see it, go on Amazon.com and look up these things. They're cute. I like that.
Yeah, circular saw pizza cutter.
Mm-hmm. Another stocking stuffer for Nancy, because mine doesn't cut good anymore.
And the next one is a Batterfinger spatula.
Batterfinger?
This is only $9.99.
Uh-huh.
And it says, and free returns. They must know something we don't know. But yeah, it's a spatula in the shape of a finger. So when you scoop out the bowl.
Clever. And then here's the rest of his hand below. That's a cute idea, but $9.99?
I come up with all these ideas.
Yeah.
Well, you'll thank me later, people.
I do like the Dracula and the pizza.
Now that you've got it, it's got the joke.
Well.
I can't believe it. Okay, the next one is one you'll actually like. And this is genius.
Okay.
It's a 24-pack of chorks.
What's a chork?
A chork is a fork on one end and chopsticks on the other. Look at that. That is actually a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. It is.
See? So when you get tired of trying to pick it up with chopsticks, you just turn around and stab it with a fork.
That is a good idea.
Isn't it,
Because
though?
You know what we have to do? Well, I have a little plastic thing that I put my chopsticks in, and it separates them so that I can pick it up.
You have the kitty chopsticks.
But this is nice because it's got the fork on the other end, because you can't eat fried rice.
No.
You can't pick up one granular little piece of rice at a time.
24-pack for
$26.95. Not
over
bad.
A buck a piece. No.
You can wash them. They're plastic.
That's genius. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't you? Because you always ask for a fork, even though you like chopsticks. I can't eat with chopsticks. I always have the fork.
The next one is, this one's good. It's a Joey Spud.
Joey Spud?
Potato vegetable scrubber. And this is for $6.87. A deal.
That's a deal.
At Amazon. It's shaped like a Mr. Potato Head. And it's a brush, actually, so I can wash your potatoes with it.
Let me see, and I can explain it further to the people who might not understand. Oh, the brush is all the way in the... Oh, so the cute potato head you're going to be having in your palm of your hand, and the brush is all along the back of them. Cute idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that. That's another stocking stuffer idea for Nancy. We've got a lot.
Isn't there a lot out there?
Hey, you remember this for when the kids come in and they don't know what to get mommy.
Back by popular demand.
No, not Mr. Sniffles.
Mr. Sniffles.
Why don't you get rid of that
already? Because this is the best, and I want this for Christmas. I've asked Santa for this for 3 years now, and I haven't got it.
You know why?
Why?
For 3 years, I have bought you nothing but those wireframe animated Christmas things outside.
Okay.
That cost buku bucks, and you want this stupid little Mr. Sniffles.
I want Mr. Sniffles.
No.
For $18.95.
Nope.
And for those of you who don't know what Mr. Sniffles is, it looks like a...
Wait, if they don't know Mr. Sniffles by now after all these years, then shame on them. They haven't been listening to our show.
This is for all you new listeners.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a... it's a little cup, I guess you call it, a mug or a cup.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a person's head.
Yeah.
And he's got little eyes on there, and he's got a big nose.
Yeah. Because he's got the sniffles.
It's an egg separator. So the yolk stays inside, and the white comes out his nose.
And he just loves this. He's 12 going on 13, people.
I want this. I'm going to ask
Santa. Every year I say the same thing, 12 going on 13.
I'm going to ask Santa for this one.
No, you've been a bad boy this year.
Want a nutcracker or a jam tree? No new socks or sweater from my mommy. Leftover chocolate that expired in '93. No last minute gifts for me.
I'll take the last minute gifts anytime if I get my Dracula.
Only if I get my Mr. Sniffles.
No. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
And remember, You are always last.
Well, it is last.
That's the holidays.
It's nice.
I should be nice. Okay.
Be nice.
All right.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Fa-la-la.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Today we will be discussing the best eating locations close to Huntley. And everyone must sing along.
Okay. Awesome. Want me to sing along too?
Well, you don't sing very well.
All right.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the restaurants open and appetizers flowing and drinks of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It certainly is.
We can say it this year because last year we had a heck of a time trying to find restaurants that were open.
I know.
We had only 8 instead of a top 10 from last year because 12 restaurants were open that we could only do 12 reviews, and the 4 other ones that we did sucked. So this year, we've got our fill of good restaurants.
This is the show that we know you've all been waiting for, with bated garlic breath and grumbling tummies.
Mm-hmm.
We are referring to the semi-finalists in our top 10 list of burps, okay?
Do you burp like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't think you could burp like in succession like that.
It's not easy.
But if anybody can do it, my little piggy can.
By burps, we mean best unknown restaurant picks.
Yep.
Culminating in the big belch. Wow. That was something. And by belch, we mean best eating locations close to Huntley of 2021.
Mm-hmm. Remember, all these restaurants are handicap accessible.
Okay, number 10. Is Moretti's Restaurant and Pizzeria in Lake in the Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't order an appetizer at a pizzeria.
No, they don't.
Don't do it.
They just order pizza and wait for it.
But when you come here, be sure to try their deep-fried calamari. It is exceptional.
Oh, really, it is. I mean, for a pizza place to have such tender, crispy calamari, I hate chewing on rubber bands.
Yeah.
This was great.
For a different kind of pizza, try their Asiago stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That is, it's different.
It's different because they put a little butter garlic brush on the dough.
It's got a totally different taste
to it. Oh, it does.
And as a side note, Tuesday night is half price pizza night.
Yay! Number nine. Hart's Garage, Pingree Grove. Try their Windy City Burger, which is basically a hamburger topped with an Italian beef sandwich, minus the French bread, because you're on a hamburger bun.
It was so good.
Jim loved their fries, which were covered with a mysterious cheese sauce and bacon.
I mean, you can't get much better than that. You got meat covered with meat,
mm-hmm.
and then you get fries covered with this cheese sauce, which I like better than regular cheese. I don't know what it is. I can't buy it anywhere, but it's this restaurant mysterious cheese sauce and then bacon. Oh, it is so good.
I like my French fries crunchy. So putting on the cheese sauce, you told me that you're going to try it, so I did. Didn't like it.
Oh, you got to eat these with a fork.
Oh, yeah. French fries have to be crisp. Thank you.
Okay.
So if you don't like soggy fries, then you shouldn't get this. Okay. Number eight. Copper Barrel on State in Hampshire. Be daring and try their grilled jalapeno appetizer. They are addicting and scored a 7 on Jim's sweathead meter. I fell in love with the pork some sugar on me sandwich, which was pulled pork, bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, and horseradish pickles.
Their smoked brisket and stuff out there is really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
And I love their horseradish pickles. Oh, yeah. Something different.
Yeah, they are very different, and they're tasty. And that jalapeno appetizer, they had whatever cheese they put on the inside, was really good.
Jalapeno?
Yeah. Number seven is Jameson's Char House in Crystal Lake. You can't beat Jameson's for their steaks.
You can't.
You really can't. No. You like the Parmesan crusted filet, and I love their London broil, which it's not really London broil, it's just filets.
They were like two little filets. Yeah. But usually London broil are slices.
Yeah.
These aren't slices. These are like two London, two small filets.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're good, but nothing can beat my filet. I love filet. Yeah. If I'm going to eat meat, which I normally don't, I eat seafood. That's what I want. And Parmesan crusted just makes it.
It does.
You can't beat Jameson's for a good meal.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Nope.
Number six. Tavern on Clark, Rockford. This is a hidden gem. Jim went crazy over their special that day of the lobster tacos. Oh,
it was the lobsters were deep fried too.
Yeah, they were breaded so lightly, good. Very lightly, and then deep fried. Don't pass up the world's best appetizer. Tempura battered deep fried bacon served with chocolate sauce. Oh my God.
If it was up to me, that appetizer would be number one.
Yeah.
Really?
And I did the Harry Met Sally. And then I had the extra chocolate sauce on, you know, that they give you on the side because you dip it in. And so I put that in my Coke and I made myself a chocolate Coke.
We are all about healthy eating.
We are all about eating what we really love. And I love chocolate Cokes that I used to get over at Steak and Shake.
It's a wonder we're still alive.
I know. Jeez. And we haven't had a heart attack yet. We didn't get that marble big enough in our veins, you know, to stop our arteries from expanding.
Well, you know what they say. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly. And I'm pretty strong.
Number five. Salerno's on the Fox. That's in St. Charles. They offer overstuffed pasta pillows and call them meat-filled ravioli that are to die for.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about it now and makes me hungry. Too bad they open late.
No, because you had, I think the portion was seven. You could only eat
seven
three.
Seven or eight. I couldn't believe, something like that.
Three?
Oh, yeah. But they're stuffed. Like you know, I mean, raviolis are flatter. Mm-hmm. These are pillows. Oh, they're so good. And they make their own pasta every day.
Yes, they do.
So that makes it so much tastier.
And this place probably has the biggest portions out of any restaurant I've ever seen. We're going to go back to try their pizza because when we were sitting there, we saw a lot of pizzas coming out of the kitchen.
I know. I was surprised.
And they looked good.
Yeah, they were big too.
So we're going to try that
one. Yeah, we're going to try it again.
Number four. Bimbo's Italian Restaurant in McHenry. It really is fitting that Nancy's namesake restaurant would offer a roasted garlic appetizer just for her.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yum, yum.
It actually brought me over to the garlic side. Because it was really good. It doesn't taste like garlic. When it's roasted properly, they give you like a crostini or something. Mm-hmm. You just spread it on there like butter. Mm-hmm. It's sweet. It is so good. Oh. And I don't think you stink from it.
I don't know. You hit it with me and we both smelled okay.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't tell. How could we tell?
I don't think I ever stink from garlic.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But my friends just told me that I stunk the other week when we were bowling. And I went to this place that had a lot of garlic.
Coming up.
Yep.
Okay. And what you had over there was braised beef crepes. And who would think of them in an Italian restaurant?
I know.
And they were served with their homemade gravy on it?
I know, brown gravy.
Makes no sense.
But inside they had cheese. I think it was pecorino. I can't remember them all, but with the beef. And who would, cheese and gravy? And that has got to be, without a doubt, for Italian restaurants, the best. I've never had anything that good. This is a must have.
It is.
Number three. Mookie's Steak and Seafood in Crystal Lake. Jim loved his stuffed pork chop, and I loved the Maryland crab cakes. From the appetizer to the entrees to dessert, this was a great find close to home. Place. So everything was really good over there. Mm. And it was sort of in an art deco type of seating. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt darker, yeah. Supper clubbish like too. It was a nice place.
Good place.
Yeah.
Number two. Storming Crab in Rockford.
Yum, yum, yum.
This place. There's nothing fancy about this Cajun seafood boil restaurant. Just lots of great seafood done to your liking.
And when we say done, we should explain.
Okay.
When you go to this place, you get to choose two seafoods. They have shrimp, head or headless. They have king crab. They have snow crab. They have Dungeness crab. They have lobster. They have crawfish. You name it, they've got it. And then they put it in the bag, half a pound each at lunchtime if you want to do the lunchtime special. Otherwise, it's a pound of whatever you want. And then they put you get your choice of potato, broccoli, sausage, corn on the cob. So they give you a variety of selections to choose from. And then they ask you, what kind of heat do you want for it? Do you want it mild, a little hotter? And then they ask you what kind of sauce you want in it. Do you want butter garlic, which is my favorite? Or do you want the Old Bay seasoning, the Cajun seasoning? And they do it with this butter mixture. And it is awesome.
It's not a pretty sight, though. You'll have crab and shrimp shells flying all over the table. So where are the bib and plastic gloves that they provide?
Yeah, I had a problem with the plastic gloves when I was trying to suck off the piece of garlic on my finger, and I kind of was almost choking on the glove. It came sucking off of my finger.
So be forewarned.
Yes, be forewarned. All right. We won't keep you in suspense any longer. We will now announce the winner of the most sought-after, prestigious, and coveted dining award in the entire Northwest suburban area.
Absolutely.
We are referring to, of course, the Dining Duo's Belch Award for 2021.
And the crowd goes wild.
And this year's winner goes to, drum roll please,
Region Kitchen and Bar in Barrington.
Yay!
I have to admit, this place is class all the way. Put on your Sunday best and take your sweetie out for that special occasion. Start with the Chateaubriand Filet appetizer. It'll knock your socks off. It is really awesome.
It is. I looked at it and I'm thinking, all this money spent on, you know, four little pieces, but...
is well worth it. Follow this with the Chi-Town Lobster Tails de Jong. Oh, they are so good.
Oh, they were delicious.
This restaurant is very accommodating for changing sides, and they did everything that they could to please Nancy.
Oh, they did, because I changed all my sides out.
I only have so much class, though.
I know.
So, I ordered the bacon-wrapped filet meatloaf. Oh, it was so good.
Meatloaf.
It was filet meatloaf.
I know, but you know, you could dress them up, but you can't take them anywhere.
But don't forget about dessert. You have to have their English sticky toffee pudding. It will delight your taste buds.
It will. Oh, my God.
We can't say enough about this restaurant. It is really, really awesome.
It is. That's why they won the Belch Award.
Absolutely.
For more details on any of these restaurants, just go to www.huntleyradio.com and rummage through the Dining Duo archives. They are all there.
Watch for our reviews next year, but until then,
from our table to yours, we wish you happy holidays with good times, good friends, and good food.
Happy New Year!
my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution.